Well, in 2008, I was working in the construction industry and the bottom totally fell out. All of construction was just done. And so I got laid off and I couldn't find work. I was applying at job after job after job, very discouraging.
In this bonus episode of Hustleburger, I had the opportunity to talk with Casey Stubbs, who's an online trader who's built quite a few brands surrounding the education to help you trade online. He's also the host of How to Trade It, a podcast that's focused on educating people about trading online. We didn't really talk much about trading. It was more about what we can do as entrepreneurs to build our businesses and to share his story for those of you who are kind of looking for a bit of inspiration as you move from your 9-to-5 into your side hustle and beyond to owning your small business. I hope you really enjoy the show. I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling. Welcome to Hustleburg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs and small business owners here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleburg. And I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build themselves a digital marketing strategy that gets results. At Beyond Your Side Hustle, we help you craft an awesome strategy to stand out from the competition and build a community that supports your business today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle into the business they're dreaming of. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow business owners about what they do. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately, and one of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available on YouTube for your viewing pleasure. Visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch Hustleburg. And if you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. If you would, also please rate and review the episode as well. It sends us the right signals about knowing how the conversations added value for you. If you are interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode, and you own a business here in St. Pete or somewhere else nearby on this side of the bay, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. On to the interview. So, Casey, why trading?
Well, Brett, I was drawn in because I wanted to make money. You know, in my mind and in my heart, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. It was just inside of me. And I follow the Forbes billionaire list and I see all those guys on there and they're all stock owners. They all make their wealth through stocks. And when you buy a stock, you're buying into a company and you're riding on the coattails of those billionaires, the guys like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. Those guys, when you buy into them, you just get a piece of whatever they're doing, a small percentage ownership of their company.
So when you're trading, you're not just doing it for you. You're helping other people learn how to do this for themselves as well. Is that right?
That's true. Trading is got a big draw, just like a casino has a big draw. Trading's not exactly like gambling because you're doing a lot of research and you're investing and you're owning a company. However, there's a lot of people that trade recklessly, and when you get there's a lot of things that you have to learn along the way. And so we provide some education, help people from doing a lot of financial damage, making good financial decisions, helping people make educated trades.
So who are the people that you're looking to serve with the efforts that you make, especially in your entrepreneurial efforts? Obviously, you know, when you're trading, your accounts are yours, but you have a couple of brands that are focused on helping others. How is it that you're serving others and who is it that you're trying to serve the most?
People, anyone that is interested, that's in the market, that's trading, or that's looking for side revenue for trading. And how we do that is we give education, and we also have some trading tools and systems that we work on to help them find good investments to get into, good stocks. Or it doesn't necessarily have to be stock, because we trade other things too, like crypto. If you've noticed, Bitcoin's done really well recently, kind of made the headlines, things like that.
Now, it wasn't always that you've been an entrepreneur. If you take a look at your early bio, you describe yourself as a broke dad earlier in your life. So tell us the story about that, going from broke dad to where you are now.
Well, in 2008, I was working in the construction industry, and the bottom totally fell out. All of construction was just done. And so I got laid off, and I couldn't find work. I was applying at job after job after job, very discouraging. But this trading thing was something that I'd done as a youngster. And I thought, well, I might as well give it a shot. I was always doing a little bit of trading. So I might as well give it a shot. And so I also started a website at the same time, because I figured, I'm doing this trading thing, why not document my journey online? And so after about doing that for 6 months, I was on unemployment. When the unemployment ran out, I was making enough money that I didn't have to go back to work, because I was making money from my website and from trading.
So getting into the trading business, you kind of fell in your unemployed time. What was your motivation to create a business around educating others in what you did? Did you have any type of education, certification, or background other than, you know, kind of what you were doing hands-on?
I'm a big believer of hands-on is the greatest teacher experience, great learning. Most of my learnings come from experience. So no, I didn't have really any education, but when I was a young man, my dad, he was trading, and he wanted to go online. And this was in the early 90s, and they didn't have online then, but people used to have to call on the phone. But I was a computer nerd. I was 16, and my dad's like, I can't even figure out how to use a computer. Help me get this set up. So I set up the online stock trading platform for him to get him set up. And that's when I got addicted to stock trading. And I'd been doing that ever since. And so my education came from just years and years of experience. And the second part of that question is, I just got a lot of people asking me for questions. They're asking help. Oh, I want to get started in this. I think it's a great thing, but I don't know where to begin.
Now, when you were first starting out, what was the first thing you did to help you change your course? You know, you talked about being on unemployment and, you know, taking the steps necessary to trade for yourself. But when you moved into the space of being an entrepreneur, educating others, bringing them into the fold and sharing what you were doing, just kind of give us a glimpse of what that just start moment was.
So the just start moment is when you don't have a lot of money, you need to make an assessment. Oh man, don't look at what you don't have, because you don't have money, right? So you can't really use that in your, it just discourages you. So look at what you do have, right? So what I took an inventory of what did I have? Well, I had a computer, not a great one, it was a cheap computer. I had an internet connection. Those were two resources that I had. I had investing and stock knowledge, and I had computer knowledge. Well, how could I take those things that I have to create something? So I would go out and I found free website tools. There's websites out there then and now where you can start a website. You don't have to pay any money, right? I did that. Email, well, you have to send out emails. Well, I couldn't afford to pay for any service because I had no money coming in. So I found a free email service. And so I would say, just to answer the question, is take an evaluation of what you can use. Don't look at what you don't have, look at what you do. And then number two, take action and just try to make something happen with what you got.
So it sounds like you really were a bootstrapper before that was even really a thing.
Yeah. I'm still a bootstrapper, but it's you take what you got and go with it. I guess that's the definition of bootstrapping, right? I'm not a big proponent of trying to raise funds. So I want to do this project and I need X amount of dollars. Well, that's not my style. My style is just elbow greasing, jump in with whatever you got.
Now, for somebody who has that entrepreneurial spirit within them, they haven't quite unleashed it yet, but they have a feeling that they need to turn things around for themselves. What advice would you have for them as somebody who's been in that position and, you know, has made success for themselves from the monetary side, at least? What advice would you give to somebody who is looking to make that leap?
I would say, again, taking action is a big part. Even before that, coming up with a plan. I'm a big believer in planning. And then the third thing is try to find somebody who's walked that road and get with them. As a person who's, I'd say I'm like halfway down the road. You know, I'm not at the beginning, but I'm not at the end. I'm halfway down the road. I like to find people at the beginning and help them out. You know, that's just one of the things I like to do. So find somebody who's willing to teach you and to help you and to, you can ask questions. A mentor, so to speak, add value to their life, you know, listen to them, take some of their advice, don't take some of it, but add value, you know, provide value to them in return and start building relationships with those people.
Now, folks that have listened or watched Hustleberg definitely know the question that I'm about to ask when it comes to lessons, and they know kind of the background about it, just to make sure that you do. I don't like to look at things that many people will look at as failures as such. I look at them as lessons that we're able to learn. So what is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far with your business adventures?
You know, that's a really tough question because I just cannot really say what the most important is because there's so many. But if I got to pick one, which is why it's a good question, I would say you're cash flow management and bookkeeping. Since I like to read a lot, I read about some of these historic people like John Rockefeller, and his big thing was accounting, right? He was an oil tycoon, but he was meticulous with his books. He wrote every single penny and he would reconcile to the penny, right? And I think we might have a little bit of success and we see money coming in, but we're not really tracking it well. And the next thing you know, we're hurting and we're like, well, what happened? You know, why are we hurting financially? And it's because we're not paying close attention. If we get overextended on loans, we're not paying attention to the numbers. So monitoring your cash flow and having good accountability of where your money coming in and coming out is critical, because then you can make good decisions based off of numbers.
Now, when you were building your businesses, what resources did you have at your disposal? You talked a little bit about finding a mentor, but what books or podcasts, video series, business coaches, whatever it is, what was it that was helping you to succeed?
Books is a big one. Read a lot of trading books. I read trading books by a guy named Mark Minervini. He's a professional trader. Read books by another trader called Alexander Elder. Recently, in the last 4 or 5 years, Audible's the new thing that just came out, but I'm constantly listening to books on Audible on my way to work. That's a really valuable resource. It's like $15 a month and I get 2 books. Highly recommend everybody do that. That's a huge resource for me. Other mentors have been some spiritual mentors in my church, just men that have had experience, have been able to help me out when I've had challenges, can ask them questions and things like that.
Now, you have several brands that work together to support your efforts. Kind of share a little bit about the synergy and how they all work together to create the entirety of your enterprise.
So having multiple things can be a challenge. Sometimes I find that I get sidetracked. I'll focus on one thing too much. And then next thing I know, I'm focusing on other things. So the thing that's helped me the most is to have a big picture and then planning again. Every month I try to have a plan for the next month, make sure that that's being executed. Then making sure everybody has a role to play, making sure everybody's accountable for their position, and then just coordinating it. I like to think of business, and this is not my idea, but when I got from a business book, Good to Great. Your business is like a flywheel. It's running, and everything that you add to it, you're plugging it in to the machine. It's like a big machine. And if it's not running smoothly, the whole thing can come crashing down. But you just take one machine, one part, get it working, and then you add another one, and then you just keep building upon it.
Now, you're not alone in this. You're not a solopreneur. You have a team that works with you. How was it that you worked to build and lead an effective team?
So being a team leader is really tough. And the most important part of success, and I've had a lot, you know, you say don't talk about failure or whatever. It's just learning. But the biggest thing that I learned along the way is finding the right people. And I am in the place that I'm at in my business. I look for more people that are entrepreneurial, that are going to take action, because some kind of people are growing people. They just automatically, whatever they touch, it grows. It's just, it's in who they are. And if you start attracting people like that, you don't really have to babysit them, right? If you have to babysit somebody and push them up the hill, it's like swimming upstream and you're going to get worn out. So the idea is to find the people that are going to actually make things happen. You're not going to have to train them all the time. You train them, you provide a good environment, but you let them make the magic happen. And you find those people and you just keep getting more and more of those, and then the business will grow. Conversely, if you find somebody that you're having to push, just let them go. Or find a position that they're comfortable with that fits. Just because they're not growing people doesn't make them bad people, but they're just not going to make things happen. They might do data entry or, you know, whatever needs to be done. They're faithful, loyal people. They're just not people that make things happen.
Now, how is it that you are building your brands to make you the person or the group that people looking to enter online trading, how is it that you're building those brands from a marketing and advertising perspective to be the one that they choose?
So the biggest thing for me is really adding value. And there's a lot of competition in this industry, in the online stock education industry, trading education industry. So, and there's also a lot of wild claims, people that'll say you can make millions of dollars overnight, which is true. That's the problem with it, is it's true. But the reality is most people will not do that because it's very challenging. So just adding value and really helping people in their journey and getting results for them, helping them to have success has been the biggest thing for me.
Now, in your wildest dreams, where is it that you want to take your business and what are you doing toward that end?
So in my wildest dreams, I would look to grow my business to $20 million in revenue in the next 3 years. And what I'm doing is I have goals, I have road marks, I have specific areas that I'm looking to grow, like my mailing list. I'm looking to grow that a certain amount. My subscription base, I'm looking to grow that a certain amount. My YouTube channel, trying to grow that a specific number. So each one of these has metrics and I'm trying to grow them all together. My podcast, working at growing that. So all of those things are working in conjunction together to hit my revenue goal.
Now, when you take a look at how you spend your time, how much would you say that you're working in the day-to-day of your business versus how much you're working on your business to develop and grow toward your goals?
That's a great question. It's measurement is a really important concept. So, and this is one I need to work on a lot, but when I was talking earlier about measuring your finances, measuring your time is just as important, right? So I should be able to fire that off and say, okay, I'm spending X amount of time on building on the business and X amount of time in the business. And I need to make a transition to be working more on the business, but I do spend a good part of the week, 3-4 hours a week, really planning, strategizing, reviewing the strategies, following up with people to make sure that they're executing, versus working in the business. I'm, to be completely transparent, I don't do that too much now because the team handles most of that, but I still need to get a better application of planning. That's what I consider working on the business, strategizing.
Now, obviously, as a bonus guest here on Hustleberg, you're not from St. Petersburg. So where are you from? Give us a little bit of your geographic history. I imagine with your military background, you've got quite the journey that you'd be able to share with us.
I'm actually all over the place. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, then went to the military. So I lived in Germany for 4 years, which was really cool. Then I came back and moved to Pennsylvania, and now I live in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is a really nice town. It's east of Pittsburgh, so it's on the western side of the state. Beautiful. It's got a few things that is famous about it. We're the home of Mr. Rogers, Arnold Palmer, and Rolling Rock Beer.
Oh, I recognize the Rolling Rock was the instant you said Latrobe.
Yeah.
Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do? Some hobbies, activities, things that you're involved with that you'd like to share?
I like to spend time with my kids, spend time with my wife. I have 9 children, and so that keeps up a lot of my time, just trying to train and keep them on point. So that's my main hobby, is working with my kids.
Now, are there any upcoming events or activities that you'd like listeners and viewers of Hustleberg to make sure that they put on their calendars for 2021?
Well, this year is going to be very interesting with the markets, what's going on with COVID and the election and all of these things. No one really knows what's going to happen, but what does happen is that the markets move quite a bit. There's been a lot of movement, and that does provide an opportunity. So for someone that's looking at investing, they want to be aware of that and know that there are definitely opportunities available. But I don't have really any specific events other than what's happening in the world. And a great resource is just to tune into my podcast, the How to Trade It podcast, because I interview a lot of expert traders. And I use that to educate my audience, but I also use it for myself. You talked about resources. My podcast is my own resource because I get access to great people, people that are better than myself.
Now, it's like you were leading into the final question. Where can people find out more about what you do, connect with you? Website, obviously the podcast, social media, where can they connect with you to, you know, if this is something that they find that they want to be involved in, or maybe want to reach out and maybe you have something that you can offer from a mentor or a coach perspective.
So for anybody that's looking at maybe reaching out to me, I've got 2 areas that I can add value, maybe more than 2, but 2 main ones, and that's trading and business. I feel like I'm pretty good at both of those things. So if you're in either of those fields, reach out to me. But you can find me at my website, caseystubbs.com, which has links to all my other stuff, which is the podcast and all my websites and all that. And then I'm also on Twitter. I'm on there every day, mainly for trading, because I'm looking at trades and things, and there's other good traders on there. And then LinkedIn. And so it's twitter.com, Casey Stubbs, and then LinkedIn, Casey Stubbs. You can find me on both of those.
Well, the good news is for viewers and listeners of this episode, I will have all of those in the show notes, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening to this on your favorite podcast player. It'll all be in the show notes. And Casey, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me today and share what you do with the Hustleberg audience.
Thanks, Brett. It was really nice talking with you.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. If we provided you with something of value with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds, and it will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses that St. Pete has to offer and grow the Hustleberg community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to better serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to continuing to share with you how we do business in the Berg.